The company trying to reopen the controversial Tulsiquatchie mine upstream from Juneau is shutting down. That means polluted water could continue to drain from mine tunnels into the Taku River. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more.
Toronto-based Chieftain Metals has been trying to reopen the historic Tulsiquatchie mine for about 6 years. The zinc, copper, and gold mine is in northwest British Columbia, about 20 miles from the Alaska border. It's next to a waterway that drains into the Taku River near the capital city. Biologists call it one of Southeast Alaska's largest salmon-producing watersheds. But a major investor wants its debt repaid. Chieftain Metals doesn't have enough money to do it, so it's going into receivership, which can lead to bankruptcy.
What it means for the Taku watershed is the pollution is likely to continue.
Chris Zimmer is Alaska campaign director for Rivers Without Borders. It's one of a number of groups critical of mines and exploration projects along British Columbia rivers that flow into Alaska.
When this mine was abandoned in 1957, no reclamation was done. And so since for almost 60 years, we've had acid mine drainage, which is very toxic to aquatic critters, flowing right into the Taku out of this mine with really unabated, without any reasonable attempt at cleanup that actually worked.
British Columbia regulators required Chieftain to reduce that pollution when it was solvent. The company built a plant, but said it was too expensive to operate without the mine opening and generating revenue. Whether that acidic water and dissolved metals are a serious threat to salmon is disputed. A number of environmental, tribal, municipal, and fishing groups say it is. They point to a study estimating 15 tons of metals leach into the Taku watershed a year. But a 2014 report released by mine developers says it's not enough to cause problems. And a state report issued 2 years earlier says concentrations in fish tissue are below federal requirements. That study's been expanded and redone. Jackie Timothy is Southeast Regional Supervisor for the State Department of Fish and Game's Habitat Division.
We received more money from the legislature to continue to investigate.
She says the new study will be published within the next month. British Columbia also plans additional research. Mines Minister Bill Bennett says Chieftain Metals was supposed to further evaluate the impacts of its mine discharges. Since the company is no longer solvent, he says the government will take over the work.
There's no question about our willingness to make sure that we do what's required here.
But that doesn't mean BC will treat the water or stop its flow into the river. Bennett says such actions will depend on the results of its research. Transboundary mine critic Zimmer says that's not good enough. Chieftain Metals officials did not respond to phone and email requests for comment. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.